Hello.
Hello, hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide opinion poll for South Dakota. Are you a registered voter for the state of South Dakota?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or other party?
Republican.
Thank you. And there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that will provide for the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortion. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. During the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it's necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman, according to her physician. Do you support or oppose the proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
If it's just the life of the mother, that would be the exception. I would support that.
Thank you. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote getters will advance to a general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
I oppose it.
Thank you. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate the state 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
I support it.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a change in state law to create a school voucher system which will allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Thinking about candidates running for office such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Would only vote for a candidate if they support Trump. More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Would not vote for a candidate if they support Trump.
I can't say that it would affect my decision either way.
Okay. Support Trump is not a factor in your decision.
It wouldn't be a factor either way, no.
Okay, thank you. Again, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, if Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how will that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him? Would only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, would not vote for a candidate if they support Trump. Support of Trump is not a factor in your decision.
Not a factor.
Thank you. Now, we would like to ask a few questions about the health of democracy. In general, how confident are you that American elections results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Not too confident, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? I'm going to read you four of them. Local elections officials in your county, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all.
What was the first one?
Local election officials in your
county. No, what was the first option?
Oh, a great deal of trust. A fair amount
of
trust? Yes,
yeah. Okay, a great deal of trust.
Thank you. A state elections officials in South Dakota. A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all.
Fair amount of trust.
Thank you. Election officials in Democratic states. A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all.
Are you referring to states that are Democrat controlled?
Yes, exactly, exactly. Yes, sir.
Okay, no trust at all.
Thank you. Election officials in Republican states, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all.
Not much trust.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? American democracy is under attack. American democracy is being tested. There is no current threat to American democracy.
I would say being tested.
Thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
To engage in violence to preserve culture?
To protect American culture and values. It's acceptable behavior to have violence.
Yeah, regardless of party, I strongly disagree.
Yes, regardless of who the party is it an acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence
no,
to protect?
No, it isn't.
Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now, what is your age? Is it between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your night. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Take care.
You bet. Bye.
Bye.